is still required. And of course, if a child has been raised in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, if they have any sense, they're not going to refuse to listen to the advice still of mom and dad. It's different now. They don't have to take it, but they still should receive it with respect. Then, of course, honor thy father and mother includes, obviously, respect and esteem. We see in Leviticus 19 and 13, ye shall fear every man, his mother, and his father. And we saw that has to do with honor, favor, appreciation, recognition. And then there's a warning in Deuteronomy 27 that the individual that sets light by father and mother, that is, they treat them with little to no regard, that individual is cursed. So that brings us to the point of this respect and honor. How is it shown? How is it shown? Well, respect and esteem, just like anything else, shows itself in speech. That's true whether we're speaking to them or of them. Of course, things have changed, not for the better. But in most of our day, you did not smart off to mom and dad. You knew better. There was consequences. Today, children speak to parents as if the parent is under them or at their level, and neither are true. The parent is at home, they're not at your level. they're not there. You're here, they're here. And that needs to be manifested. It needs to be manifested in speech. So it's true whether we're speaking to them, it's true whether we speak of them. And I believe that's true even after they're gone, even after they've left this life. We are to speak respectfully and with esteem. And I realize that there are parents that were not good parents. There are abusive parents, and on it goes. But even in those cases, perhaps it's very, very difficult to speak of them with respect and esteem. So the best thing in that case is, rather than speak disrespectfully, the best thing is not to say anything at all. But it continues even after they're gone. Notice in Proverbs chapter 13, Proverbs 13 and verse 1. A wise son heareth his father's instruction. Again, that's different when you're under parental rule, but it still carries on. You should still listen to instruction out of respect and esteem. But a scorner, it's one who mocks, heareth not rebuke. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 20. Whoso curseth his father or his mother. And again, it doesn't stipulate whether or not this is at when you're under their rule or out from under their rule. And the reason it doesn't stipulate is because it doesn't end. Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. And then, of course, Jesus addressed this fifth commandment. Notice in Matthew 15, verse 4. For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth, again, this is speech, and curseth here isn't limited to what most people think of cursing, the swear words, certainly that's included. He that curseth father and mother, let him die the death. So regardless of the stage of life of either the parent or the child, and even after the death of a parent, they are to be honored with speech. Of course, after they pass, you no longer speak to them, but you speak of them. Also, this respect and esteem shows itself in gesture. This is, again, watch a lot of little kids today. They don't have to be little. You tell them to do something, they do it, but their gesture, their body language is saying, you need to wear my rear end out. That's what it's saying. But people today, well, they're doing it. Well, they are, but they're really not. Gesture has a lot to do with respect. So we are to, this respect and esteem shows itself in gesture. Proverbs chapter 30. Proverbs chapter 30. Verse 17, the eye that mocketh, this isn't the mouth, this is the eye. It's talking about body language, the eye that mocketh at his father. We all have heard the saying, if looks could kill. Yeah, many children give that look to mom and dad. The eye that mocketh at his father, and despiseth, that's to think lightly, to treat with little regard, to obey his mother. The ravens of the valley shall pick it out, that is, the eye, and the young eagles shall eat it. Talking, of course, just of the severity of the judgment. King Solomon, when his mother came to him, notice in 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 19. Bathsheba therefore went unto King Solomon to speak unto him for Adonijah. And the king, which is Solomon, rose up to meet her, that's gesture, this is his mother, and bowed himself unto her, and sat down on his throne, and caused a seat to be set for the king's mother, and she sat on his right hand, which of course, Jesus sits at the right hand of God. It's a place of high honor, it's a place of high esteem. So this respect and esteem shows itself in gesture. It's to, again, be manifested while under parental care, and little ones need to be taught that. It is to continue through adulthood. We see that Joseph cherished his father in his old age. Genesis chapter 47. Genesis 47, verse 12. And Joseph nourished his father. You'd think it's the other way around. And Joseph nourished his father and his brethren, and all his father's household with bread according to their families. And Solomon in his wisdom spoke of this gesture. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 22. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee. Despise not thy mother when she is old. When she is old. Of course, little child, you always think of them as old. It's relative. But this is talking about when she actually becomes old. Perhaps feeble. She or he is not to be despised, not to be treated with little regard. When people become old, they can, and I hope this isn't offensive to anyone, but they can become very difficult. They can become difficult. When the mind begins to go, they can be difficult. They can get downright mean. But that doesn't do away with the command. In those times, again, and it's hard. Anyone who's done it knows that it is a very difficult transition to become the parent of a child, to become the parent of a parent. That's a very, very, very difficult situation, especially in most of our day, because we were raised to show the utmost respect and honor. But the truth is, there are times when they get to that stage that they have to be dealt with firmly. I'm not talking about spanking them. I'm not talking anything about that. But there's times they have to be talked to firmly. That's very difficult. The most difficult thing I've done in my life. It's extremely difficult. But again, I believe it can still be done with respect and honor. And I know there are people who think that it is absolutely the height of disrespect and dishonor to put a parent in any kind of nursing facility. But I don't believe that's so. There comes a time when there are places that have been set up that can take better care of your parent than you can. And you can convince yourself all you want to, they can't do for them what I can. But that's not true. That's not true. But I believe if it comes to that, where mom or dad needs to be put in a nursing home or a nursing facility or whatever, an Alzheimer's facility, whatever, they are to be chosen. And I realize finances have a lot to do with it. But again, there should be honor and respect. You don't drop them in a dump and just leave them there. That's dishonorable. That is a lack of respect. You may not be able to afford to put them in the nicest place available, but you put them in the nicest place that you can, and you treat them with honor and respect, and you make sure that everyone who works there treats them the same. So this has many stages. Jesus, of course, set the example. What time is it? 25 till? Okay, it's 10:05 back there. I don't have a watch on. So when it's about 10 till, just kind of... John chapter 19, verse 25 and verse 26. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother's sister, which would be his aunt, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Again, showing the importance of a relationship. So this respect and esteem shows itself in speech, shows itself in gesture. Gesture, of course, covers a wide range of things. Body language, it concerns how we treat them when they're old and all of those things. But honor thy father and mother, again, includes love, obedience, respect, and esteem. Another thing that it includes is availability. Availability. Joseph serves as an example. Notice in Genesis 37, verse 13. Genesis 37, verse 13. And Israel, that would be Jacob, the father, said unto Joseph, the son, Do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto them. And he said unto him, Here am I. Here am I. We see Isaiah uses those words in response to the Lord in Isaiah chapter 6. Here am I. It speaks of availability. We, of course, are to be available in the Lord's use, and that's why we should not do things that would take away that availability. But it's also, we're to be available. Now I'm talking about after we're out from under parental care, we've become, hopefully, mature adults. Parents are much older, perhaps cannot do what they used to be able to do, perhaps require more care. Here am I. Here am I. Availability. It's pitiful today, but it's so true. In most, and I do mean most, and I'm by most I mean way over 50%, in most families, there's one most of the time that's available for mom and dad. The others depend on that one, and everything falls on that one. And if that be our case, it can be frustrating, it can be aggravating, it can be downright angering, but we can't go there. We just have to do what we know to do. And that is be available. We can spend all of our time complaining, well, why doesn't she step up or why doesn't he step up? Who knows? But again, our responsibility, regardless of what anyone else does, is to be available. Now, there are times, of course, where there are miles. Parent and child is separated by miles. This is due to a lot of things. But even in those cases, there's still availability. I mean, nowadays, you can get places pretty quick. And the child is to be available for parent, just as when we were under their care, they were available, hopefully, to us. But let's say they weren't. Let's say you had a parent that wasn't the parent they ought to be, and they weren't available. That still doesn't change our responsibility to them. And that is, we're to be available. So honor and esteem covers availability. It also covers support. Again, they can get in a very debilitating condition. Can get in a condition where it just tears your heart out to see them. And a lot of times people say, well, it's just too hard, so I just don't go see them. That's shameful. That's really shameful. There's support. Support comes in a lot of different ways. Most people, when they think of support, think financially, and so that's included. But not everyone is able to provide that. But there's other methods of support as well. Comfort. I can't imagine. I've seen it numerous times. When a person gets Alzheimer's, dementia, they eventually go through a stage of fear. And I've tried to imagine, you see all these people coming at you. You don't know any of them. You don't know who they are. It's just like an infant. You just get you get 100 people coming at them. Guess what? There's going to be a problem. There's fear. And I don't believe that you and I can understand, I mean, as much as we try to, the fear that there must be. So again, that part of what a child is to do is to comfort them. You sit there, you hold their hand, you hug, whatever it takes. But you provide them with the comfort that they need, and you put them in a place, if necessary, that provides them that comfort. So there's support, there's comfort, there's protection. We live in a sick world. There are a lot of sick individuals out there today who will do anything in their power to take advantage of an elderly person. We are to protect our parents, and not only that, it goes further than that. I mean, it doesn't matter to me who it is. You see an elderly person being abused in any way, you are to protect that person. That's someone's mother, that's someone's grandmother, and somebody needs to protect them. Amen. So there's support, there's comfort, there's protection. And again, it's hard. It's hard to watch the parent become the child and suddenly they need protection. I mean, it's hard with a father who's always been strong and always the protector, and now all of a sudden, I mean, everything has changed. But there's protection. They grow old, they become feeble. We're to tend to their well-being, whatever that requires. We're to be ready to reciprocate. Though we can't, we're to be ready to do that. 1 Timothy chapter 5. 1 Timothy chapter 5. Verse 4. But if any widow, and you don't have to be old, of course, to be a widow, But if it, there's a principle here, if any widow have children or nephews. So this care goes beyond mother and father. There's a verse in Proverbs that's coming to my mind. I can't think of where it is, but we are to respect our father's friends. Would also include his brothers, his sisters, or our mother's brothers or sisters. Verse 4, but if any widow have children or nephews, let them, children and nephews, learn first to show piety at home. Again, we've spent weeks on that. And to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. It's good and acceptable. And again, not everyone's in the same financial condition. But this is something that goes beyond finances. Verse 16, if any man or woman that believeth have widows, let them relieve them, and let not the church be charged that it may relieve them that are widows indeed. So both of those verses teach the same principle, and that is family is to help their elderly. What if it doesn't happen? What if it doesn't happen? And nowadays that's pretty common. Does the church sit back and say, well, you know, they have a son, they have a daughter, it's their responsibility. You're right, it is their responsibility. They have other family members, it's their responsibility. That's correct. But if they're not taking the responsibility, you can't just throw up your hands and say, well, it's not our responsibility. That's not true. It's not true. It is. It is our responsibility. First, though, the principle is family. Family. Children. Children are to take care. And then, lastly, on gesture, there's to be gratitude. Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs chapter 31. Verse 28. Her children, just speaking of the virtuous woman, rise up and call her blessed. Now that means that covers everything we've spoken of. But there's a sense there of gratitude. Gratitude. And we ought to go through our life with gratitude toward our parents. That's part of the honor and respect. And again, there may come a time in an adult's life when the roles are reversed, the child becomes the parent becomes the child. The adult child may become the decision maker for the parent. And if that be the case, then the decision should always be, the motive of the decision is what is best for them. What is best for them. That's the decisions revolve around that. Not what is best for me. What is best for them. We might become responsible for their finances. How shameful when grown children rob their own parents. That's despicable. There may come a time when we're responsible for their finances. Again, what is best for their well-being. We may become responsible for their health care. All of these things. And again, it all comes back to this honor thy father, honor thy mother, and all the decisions that we might have to make for them. And again, there are exceptions, but usually when an elderly person first gets to that stage, they are not going to be very compliant. They're not going to say, "Oh yes, dear, whatever you think is best." That's pretty rare. That's pretty rare. And again, we need to put ourselves in their place as much as we possibly can. It's pretty hard. It's pretty hard to give up those car keys. Because I know when I give up those car keys, guess what? I'm become dependent upon everybody else now. It's not easy. That as a child, when you see your parent going through that, you need to have some respect toward that and handle it in that way. Again, we could go on and on. Time is up. But let's look to the Lord. Word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the commandments that you give us, Lord. And as we look into these, we see more and more how they are for our benefit and for the benefit of our loved ones and for the benefit of everyone around us. And Lord, we thank you that you've put them in your word. And Lord, we just pray that we would learn them and we would practice them in our lives. Lord, we do pray that you'd meet with us today in a special way. Lord, that you'd just help us today be like you. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.